All right. Can you hear me well? It's all good. All right. So first of all, thank you for coming. We know it's a little bit chilly. My name is Mickey Bergman. I'm the CEO of Global Reach, which is an American non-for-profit that works to bring back hostage victims at no cost to their families. We are here today because Elizabeth Serkov was kidnapped in Baghdad 1 year ago today by Katib Hezbollah, a designated terrorist group. We know that this group is active in Iraq and has been targeting American civilians and military personnel. This is the same group that was behind the attack that killed three US service members in January at Tower 22 in Jordan. Prime Minister Sudani, the Prime Minister of Iraq, has an opportunity to prove that he is an ally. He has the opportunity to come to DC next month as a hero. He has a close relationship with Katib Hezbollah. He can call them and work out a solution that would bring Elizabeth home to her family. How do we know that? Because he has done a similar thing to a different hostage just a short while ago. We know that the group holding Elizabeth, Katib Hezbollah, has close links to the Iraqi government. Six members of its political wing, the Hukuk Party, are members of the Prime Minister's governing coalition. As ABC News recently reported, Katib Hezbollah is also a principal member of the Popular Mobilization Forces, an Iraqi government organization. Let me be clear. That means that the Iraqi government is providing funding to a designated terrorist organization responsible for kidnapping and killing Americans. We know that Prime Minister Sudani can speak with Katib Hezbollah if he wanted. He can have an Iraqi government doctor check on Elizabeth's health. He can put Katib Hezbollah in touch with Elizabeth's family. He can arrange for her release. That is what allies do for each other. But we also know that the Iraqi government has done nothing to help Elizabeth in the last year. They have done nothing to support her family. The ambassador, who works in the building just behind us, has not even had the decency to meet with Emma, Elizabeth's sister, despite numerous efforts on her part. It is time to act like an ally. Time to do the right thing and rescue Elizabeth. And to the White House, we were very glad to see that this case was getting congressional oversight and investigation. As ABC News reported and exposed, it is unconscionable that the US taxpayers' dollars are going through the government of Iraq in support of a terrorist organization harming Americans and American interests. Katib Hezbollah is a terrorist group that is a big part of the Iraqi government's popular mobilization forces. They pay their salaries, they fund their pensions. We know the congressional inquiries and support of this case has made the White House concerned and worried to the extent that they have made calls to members of Congress that were advocating and helpful about today's event. We understand that this poses a complicated challenge to US foreign policy in Iraq, and there are only two ways for the White House to resolve this. One, the White House can encourage our ally, Prime Minister Sudani, to open a dialogue to bring Elizabeth home and make this problem go away before he comes here in April. Second option is to pressure Democratic members of Congress and the family of a Princeton student held hostage by a terrorist group, a radical organization, to pressure them to let go of the demand for congressional oversight at the cost of Elizabeth's life. This should be easy. It should be an easy decision. But which way will the White House choose? I have worked on many hostage cases and kidnap cases in my career. I've been doing it for 17 years. Time is never, never, ever on our side. It's never on the side of the hostages. It is doable to save her. She can come home. The White House can make it happen. Prime Minister Sudani can make this happen. We need action now. Emma?
Thank you, Mickey. Like I said, thank you everyone for coming. My name is Emma Turkov. Elizabeth is my sister. She's a journalist and an academic working on a doctoral dissertation in political science at Princeton. She was kidnapped in Baghdad by Kataib Hezbollah a year ago today. She had an emergency spinal cord surgery just 8 days before Kataib Hezbollah took her hostage. She's the funniest, smartest, most compassionate person you have ever met. She's my favorite person in the whole world, and Kataib Hezbollah has a piece of my heart in captivity with her. Sorry, I promised myself I'm not gonna cry before I make it to the bottom of the first page, but don't worry, there aren't many pages. So after my numerous efforts to engage them, the government of Iraq has done nothing to help free my sister. Despite knowing of the kidnapping from the moment it occurred, they didn't even announce an investigation until 3 months later. And as far as I know, their supposed investigation yielded nothing. So, Ambassador Kirola, please correct me if I'm wrong. I know that Prime Minister Sudani has a close relationship with Kataib Hezbollah and could resolve this if he wanted. Six members of Kataib Hezbollah's political wing, which is the Harkat Hukuk movement, are members of Sudani's governing coalition. He could easily reach them if he wanted. He could free her if he wanted. Kataib Hezbollah is a designated foreign terrorist organization. So how is a terror group allowed to be a part of the Iraqi armed forces? And how are terrorists allowed to be Iraqi government employees? Why is the Iraqi government still receiving military assistance from the US? And why are my and other Americans' tax dollars funding the Iraqi government while the Iraqi government employs terrorists? Moreover, why are terrorists holding my sister allowed to roam the halls of power in Baghdad as if they're a legitimate political party? The Iraqi government knows it is in trouble. They have recently hired 4 different lobbying firms to try and make themselves look good, paying them $1.6 million per year. And let me tell you, that is a lot of Iraqi dinars. Let me speak directly to the Iraqi government. You can spend what you want, but money doesn't wash American blood off your hands. You send delegations of advisors and attend international forums seeking international legitimacy and investments. At the same time, you tell me and other advocates to keep quiet, avoid the media, and let you do your job. Yet you do nothing. You cannot enforce even a modicum of law and order in your own capital. What does a so-called Iraqi sovereignty even mean if you do not have control over your own country? You're either malicious or incompetent, and neither option should result in you receiving another single dollar of military assistance. So here's my free advice to you. Keep your blood money and let my sister go. You've been given the benefit of the doubt and your grace period is over. You've done nothing but mislead, misdirect, and gaslight my family. I'm onto your game and I'm done playing. You will get no peace or quiet until my sister is home. That is my promise to you. Free her now. It has not been made public yet, but I've recently learned that the Iraqi Prime Minister, Sudani, will be visiting Washington, D.C. April 16th through the 18th. I'm appalled that Sudani will be allowed to shake President Biden's hand while his other hand holds the keys to my sister's shackles. President Biden has an opportunity to use leverage here, and he should do so. What is the point of having power if you do not exercise it to protect the values you believe in? The White House should make a meeting with President Biden contingent upon Sudani arranging for my sister's release. No more empty promises. I'm calling on Secretary of State Blinken to use his legal authority to declare Iraq a state sponsor of terrorism, just like its neighbors, Iran and Syria. Iraq is, after all, directly employing known terrorists. The U.S. government cannot turn a blind eye to the fact that the Iraqi government is funding a designated terrorist group, one that has American blood on its hands and is presently holding my sister hostage. The U.S. is sending hundreds of millions of dollars each year to Iraq. We have the right to expect them to not fund terrorists who are targeting U.S.-based researchers and journalists. Several members of Congress have been working to ensure the State Department, encouraging the State Department to use its leverage with Iraq to free my sister. I'm grateful to Representatives Eric Swalwell, Brad Sherman, Richie Torres, and Jared Moskowitz, and Senators Cory Booker, Bob Menendez, and Kirsten Gillibrand. I know they recently came under pressure by our own White House. This is heartbreaking. Instead of pressuring Prime Minister Sudani to rescue my sister, the White House appears to be choosing to pressure Democrat members of Congress to help the Prime Minister visit DC without distraction, at the price of my sister's life. I demand that the White House choose the right course of action and save my sister's life. I hope the members of Congress who have been advocating and helping me will listen to their moral compass, stand strong, and continue their responsibility of oversight over the way U.S. taxpayer money is spent, defending Americans from Khatib Hezbollah and saving my sister's life. I'm now going to hand the microphone to Tali Hershkovitz, a friend of Elizabeth, to tell you what she means for so many people, even those who are unlucky to not be her sister.